the memory of the just is blessed.
Now that word blessed, dear ones, when you get to searching in the meaning of that word blessed, in the Hebrew language or the Hebrew rendering, is means a treasure. The memory of the just is a treasure. You know, I was thinking, what a wonderful blessing and what a wonderful benefit, I would say, that we all have to have a memory chain in your mind that you can remember things. It's a very sad thing when some people, they suffer. You want me to use that one?
That way you don't have to hold it.
When people suffer the loss of their memory and they forget things, that's bad. To have a good memory and to remember things that the Lord has revealed to you. Or, you know, when I got saved, one of the main things I wanted to do in living a Christian life, I wanted to study that Bible. I wanted to pray and seek the Lord. And, you know, I began to do that, and things began to open up to my mind that I didn't even know it was the truth. But I've got a house, storehouse of memory in my mind of things that the Lord has revealed to me down through the years. And not only that, but I carry with me, well, I've got two of them here because one of them does one way and this is a memory book of people and saints that I knew, their memory. I've got them on there when they were born, when they died, and how old they were. And not only that, I can't just put everything in a memory book, but I've got it in my mind. I just thank the Lord for those that I have known that were godly, that were just, that were holy, that were spiritual. Would you like to know how many I have in my mind that I remember? I can't give you the exact number, but I can tell you it's nearing up to 1,000 of people that I have known back in my life. I was 76 years old this year, and 58 years of that have been in the Christian life, in the work of the Lord, and with the association and fellowship of God's people. So therefore, I have a memory book, not only a literal book, but I've got it in my mind. That's what this scripture says. The memory of the just is blessed. I don't like to read the rest of that, but I'll make mention of it. The name of the wicked shall rot. Now that's what it says. Well, I don't want to have that kind of a name. I don't want to leave that kind of a memory of ungodliness and wickedness and lust and greed and covetousness and all these things. I want to leave a memory of a godly, holy, righteous, faithful, true, humble, meek, lowly, kind, loving, merciful. Just all the many categories of things in life, I want to leave that as a memory of my life. The memory of the just is blessed. And I was thinking about in history. I loved history. I loved history when I was a boy. I loved in school. I loved history the history of our country and the history of the world. I enjoyed that. I love to read about people. And many of the people that's dead and gone, but they've left a memory. And I like to think about different ones in the Old Testament. They died and left a memory. Do you like to think about them? Who, name me one that you like to think about is in the Old Testament that left a real memory, a real godly memory.
Joseph.
What?
Joseph.
Joseph. Yeah, see now, there's a memory about that man. We could just go on over his story, and I'll tell you, it has inspired me. But that it's a memory. It's a history. Joseph, how faithful he was. How he was mistreated by his brothers and hated and lied upon and sold to Egypt as a slave. His brothers did that to him. But he never let it get hatred and bitterness in his heart. He went down to Egypt and he was faithful to God and God brought him out. That's a wonderful account, isn't it? Can you think of somebody else you'd like to account of their history of their life?
Daniel.
What?
Daniel.
Say, how about that? That was a man that was faithful to God. Started out as a young man and was faithful to God up through the years. Oh, my. Oh, no fault. He was faithful. The memory of the just is blessed. Isn't it wonderful? I love to read about them. I remember when I was a boy, we had Egemeyer's Bible story book. How many of you have ever had that one? Egemeyer's. Say, listen, that had an influence in my life, reading those Bible stories. One of them was about Daniel and how he was faithful to God. And he prayed three times a day. That was a great lesson. Three times a day, morning, noon, and night, he would pray to God. And these wicked old men kind of made up a deal with the king. Said, if anybody wants to serve and worship and ask, make petitions to anyone else besides you, O king, let's put him in the den of lions. And the king kind of liked that, but he didn't know what they had in their mind. They wanted to get rid of Daniel because they knew that's the way he did. He prayed three times a day. And they reported him to the king, and the king had to go ahead and throw him in the lion's den. But what happened to Daniel? Whoa! Glory, hallelujah! He spent the night in the den, and the old lions didn't bother him at all. He came out with victory. That's another wonderful account in the Bible. There is the memory of the just is blessed. It's a treasure. I'm glad I've learned about these. I'm thinking about another one. Starts with an A.
Abraham.
Oh, there's one that's really too. Oh, wonder. Just think about Abraham. You read about him in Genesis there, and then we have in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, we have him mentioned as one of the heroes of faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a land which he should after receive forever, he went out and obeyed, not knowing whither he went. He didn't even know where he was going. He obeyed the will of God. That was faith. He showed his faith. And then it goes on and said, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, his only son. Yes, he offered him up. He didn't do it literally, but he had it in his heart. And God rewarded him and blessed him. Oh, I love the memory of Abraham. And then we have Moses. We have others too. We have David. We have, oh, I see so many. And the one of, but the greatest one of all was our Lord Jesus. Do you love to read about him? I do. I read a lot about him. I like to read about his miracles that he worked. I like to read about how he was conceived in the womb of his mother Mary before she ever had a husband. Oh, he was a God-given son that he sent down into this world. A little baby born there in Bethlehem, grew up and at the age of 12, went with his parents to Jerusalem to the feast of the Passover. And there he got out there and he got in with the men and the rulers, and his parents thought he was in the company, and they left to go home, went a day's journey, and nobody knew where he was. Had to turn around and go back and search for him, what was it, for 2 days or so, and found him in the midst of a bunch of doctors telling them things. Son, why have you dealt us with us? Our father, your father and I have sought you sorrowing. Why are you doing that to me? Don't you know I need to be about my father's business? 12 years old, he knew who his father was. And then at the age of 30, he come forth in his ministry. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they tell about it. I love to read those wonderful accounts of what he did, how he healed people. I love the account about the man that was out in the tombs, which is full of devils, just naked and running around and just woaming and beating and all cold. Oh, but he saw Jesus and he came and he fell down before him. And Jesus cast those devils out. Jesus asked him, said, what's your name? He says, Legion, for we are many. You know, a legion is several thousand. It's a terrible shape for that man. Jesus healed him. He healed him. Cast the devils out. And the man wanted to, came to him and bowed down. He wanted to go with him. Jesus said, no, you go tell what the Lord's done for you. You know what that man did? He went through a 10-city region. Decapolis. That's what he did. And he spread the news around about Jesus. Wasn't that wonderful? Oh, dear ones, I love to read about Jesus. He's in my memory. I think about him day and night. I want to see him someday. Do you want to see him? Oh, let's remember our Lord Jesus. Do you really believe in him? You really believe that he died and rose again and ascended up to the right hand of God? Do you believe that he's there? What's he doing there? He's interceding for you and for me. Do you believe that? What a blessed memory that is, to know we have someone in heaven and someday he's coming again. He's going to split through the skies. Don't want to forget about that. I tell you what, lately it has been on my mind constantly about his coming. I believe it's close. I don't know how close, and that's not for us to know. But Peter says, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, when the heavens will be on fire and the earth will melt with fervent heat. So we want to remember these things. Remember, and I have the story of the Apostle Paul, how he was fighting against the saints of the church and doing all he could to blot it out. And the Lord Jesus struck him down. And Paul realized, Saul was his name then, he realized that he was wrong. He says, Lord, what do you want me to do? He started following Jesus. And he left us some wonderful writings. I appreciate the epistles that Apostle Paul wrote. I really appreciate God doing that for us. And John and all the writers of the New Testament, I thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord for the memory of people. There are names in our song book of authors of these hymns. They really I just somehow think how those were people that were really inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Well, we won't worry about the wicked. We'd have to commit them to the Lord. But I want to notice some names here that I have memory. Well, I thought I had it here, but somehow it's got away from me. But anyway, I've still got them in my mind. But I'm thinking about people, and I would like to ask if any of you, when I get through here, I'm not going to try to be too lengthy with this, but if you have someone you would like to make mention of that in your memory, you'd be free to do that, okay? And what they meant to you. Because I have a many in my heart and mind memories. I was thinking about different ones that I knew. Oh my. I'm thinking about a man that was here in the Guthrie congregation. He was an elderly man, and he was a minister, and he was a good minister. But he and I were real close. His name was George Stevenson. I doubt if any of you here remember. Brother Ted will. Brother Rule will. Brother George Stevenson. He was a godly, spiritual, earnest man. He had suffered because of his stand and profession of being saved. He had suffered the loss. I think his wife had kind of quit him because of how he tried to live. But he was here in our congregation, and he was a godly, praying man. I tell you, he was a poet too. He wrote good poems. I like good poems. And he was just a wonderful man, George Stevenson. And I loved him, and he and I were real close. And I never will forget the memory as he cared to the, he was 84 years old, 1959. And it was Monarch Springs time. And somehow the Lord impressed me to not go to Monarch that weekend, but stay at home at Guthrie. And so I did. The Lord made me know He didn't want me to go to Monarch till after, but stay home here at Guthrie for the service. And so I did. I stayed with the saints and had service there. And when we had service in town. Some of you might know where that is. Anyway, it's a memory. I go by there a lot of times, and it just brings memories back to my mind. But anyway, that evening, I got a call that Brother George Stevenson has been put in the hospital. And I didn't know that he was that bad. But somehow, some of the neighbors, someone heard him groaning. He lived in a little cabin-like place by the print shop. And they heard him groaning and carrying on. And somebody came and got him and took him and put him in the hospital. Well, I went on up there, and I got in the room. And there, Brother George Stevenson, I loved him so dearly. I was just a young man. That was 1959, so I was just 21 years old. But I loved him, and here he was. And he looked at me, and he said, "Brother Leslie, get me out of here and take me home." And I says, I mentioned that. "No, they can't do that." He says, "I want to go home." That man got up. He got up off that bed, and he put his clothes on, and I got him out and took him to his room. And I spent the night there. He was in bad trouble in his body. He died the next week. Brother George Stevenson. I'll never forget. He was a godly. He was a preacher. I'm telling you, he could preach. Brother George Stevenson. Isn't that wonderful to have a memory of someone like that? And I'll never forget what I did. What's that, brother? Did you?
I was thinking of one time, he came to our home several times.
Yes.
He came there on a motorcycle one time.
Yeah, he rode a motorcycle.
And I remember my mother fixed up several cups of Postum for him to thaw him out. And he was almost past going. But I well remember that. And of course,
you remember Brother Stevenson, don't you?
He used to come to our home.
Well, he was a wonderful, wonderful brother. He was a godly man. The memory of the just is blessed. It's a treasure to my heart to remember him. Then I'm going to tell you about another old man that was here in Guthrie that I was close to. He came from way up in Oregon to Guthrie. He had gotten saved at the age of 65. And he got saved at the Oregon at one of their meetings up there at Jefferson. And he started living for the Lord. He was 65 years old. And he heard about the faith and victory. So he got to Guthrie. And he wanted to stay at Guthrie. So they gave him a little shack by the campground there, a little cabin. And that's where he had his stuff. He was there for several years. But he finally, time came when the Lord called him. He wasn't but about 74, but the Lord took him. But he and I were real close, and we had good fellowship and good time. See, the memory of the just is blessed. Then I'm thinking about a couple that some of you will remember them. They were in our congregation at Enid. We've been in Enid now several years, and we've had some wonderful saints that lived and died in the faith. I'm thinking about Brother Edwin and Sister Lillian Eck. How many of you remember them? Now, there's several of you remember them. They were godly, spiritual. Brother Edwin, I think it was about 2005 when the Lord called him and took him. And Sister Lillian, she lived on several years after that. But they were godly people, spiritual. I even have a few places on my tape, cassette tape. I love to hear them pray. I don't. They'd lead out in prayer and service. I just love to hear them pray. There was just such earnestness and such faith. I had my tape recorder, and I recorded several of their prayers. They were precious. They're both gone, but their memory lives on. Brother Paul and Sister Christine, Brother Ted's sister, and Brother Ted Bach. Sister Christine married Brother Edwin's ex-brother, Paul, and they were godly people, and I remember them. They're gone. I tell you, dear ones, I'm thinking about a minister that was very prominent among us for several years. His name was Mart Salmon. How many of you remember him? You remember his messages? I remember his testimony.
Steady as you go.
Yes. I remember his testimony. He was a barber. He ran a barber shop. And he had somehow had years ago, when he was a boy, he was with a group some way. But anyway, he had grown up and he was just living to the flesh and living for money and the world and everything. And he just would get this and that. He was searching. He said he was searching for something to satisfy him, make him satisfied and happy. But everything he'd get, nice house. He even had a lovely wife. But that didn't do it. There was something he was searching for.
Praise the Lord.
What?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, he was searching for something. And the last thing that he was getting ready to do, he was going to buy a Cadillac car. He was getting ready to do it. He thought maybe that's what he needed. He needed a real fancy car. But somehow, I don't know how, he lived up at Dayton, Ohio area. And the dear brother, well, what was the pastor's name?
McCoy.
Brother McCoy. Somehow he got acquainted with Brother McCoy, and they got him in the service there at in Ohio there, Dayton. And somehow he got down at the altar. He was seeking for salvation. He was just an ungodly, worldly man. But he was down at the altar. And the saints gathered around and was praying with him. And he said he prayed, and it just seemed like it wasn't working. He told him, he says, I don't know, I'm not getting anywhere. And they told him, he said, don't give up. You keep on seeking. And they all prayed and sought the Lord for him, and he began to really get down to business. And you know what happened? That man prayed through. He prayed through and come up off of that altar. He was saved. Brother Mark Sammons, that's how he got saved. And the Lord finally called him to be a minister. And he had a wonderful ministry. He's a special memory in my heart and mind. I can think. He had a lovely wife too. Mart and Verna. Verna, that was her name. She was a godly woman too. She was a faithful wife. Oh, I think she's the one that got saved first, if I remember. She got saved, and it began to work on him, and finally. Anyway, dear ones, I have sweet memories of people that I hold sacred in my heart. They're a treasure. I've got nearly going up toward 1,000 names of people. And I thank the Lord for their blessed memory. The memory of the just is blessed. It's a treasure. Now, I'm going to sit down, and if anyone else wants to tell about a wonderful memory of someone, why, you be free to do it. I'd like to hear it.